KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And at 8:07, we have fair to partly cloudy skies and 27 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high of 40. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Officials of the Iowa Department of Public Safety yesterday reported that school districts are learning of an anonymous nationwide threat against schools that was being shared on social media platforms. The general threat toward all U.S. schools declares today, December 17th, as American School Shooting Day. The Post warns about the possibility of nationwide shootings or bomb threats associated with the day. School safety is a top priority for the Iowa Department of Public Safety, and the department says it's aware of this general threat. And the Division of Intelligence and Fusion Center is working with law enforcement partners throughout the state to assess and analyze open source reporting for specific threats. The Assistant Director of Division of Intelligence and Fusion Center, Pat Waymire, says, at this time, we are not seeing any specific or credible threats toward any schools in Iowa, but we are continuing to diligently monitor the situation. And Waymire said, no division within the Iowa Department of Public Safety has received any requests for assistance. Parents and guardians are encouraged to take this opportunity to talk with their students about the appropriate use of social media, along with the seriousness and resulting consequences of making any kind of threat. If you see something suspicious, please report it to local law enforcement. A traffic stop at around 7:20 p.m. Thursday in Glenwood resulted in the arrest of a man on drug charges. 65-year-old Damon Lee Carman of Omaha was arrested for 3 counts of possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver and on 2 counts of failure to affix a drug tax stamp. Mills County Sheriff's Office reports during the traffic stop, the Glenwood Police Department canine Zeke was deployed around the vehicle for a narcotics sniff. Located inside the vehicle was methamphetamine, marijuana, Xanax, and drug paraphernalia. Carmen was transported to the Mills County Jail and held on a $42,000 bond. Officials at the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office on Thursday reported a couple of arrests. 33-year-old Robert Michael Carter was arrested Tuesday in Walnut on a warrant for violation of probation. And 38-year-old Nicholas Richard Schumacher of Winterset was arrested on Wednesday following an investigation into an injury accident on Highway 92 at 290th Street. Schumacher was taken into custody for possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of a controlled substance. First offense, the bond on those charges amounted to $1,300. Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency yesterday posted photos of the damage from Wednesday's storms. Director Brian Hammond said on social media, storm damage from Wednesday night's storms and wind event seems to be sporadic throughout the county. And while there is considerable tree and outbuilding damage, widespread damage was limited compared to some of our neighboring counties and communities, he said. And of course, if you have damage, would like to post pictures, you can do so. Just submit them to them on their Facebook page. Hammond said a December severe weather event is extremely rare and unprecedented in our area, and he applauds all of our communities, business partners, local media, and first responders for stepping up throughout the day to get the word out and be prepared for what could have and eventually did happen. He says, please continue to use caution if you're out and about, as there are still some downed trees, at least as of yesterday, and power lines throughout Montgomery County. Hammond said that public works and utility companies were doing their best to restore power where it's still out and to clean up the debris. Now you can see the pictures that Hammond shared on Facebook through the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Two Cass County residents who excel in the spirit of selflessness and giving were presented Thursday afternoon with the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce's Angels of Christmas Award. Chamber Executive Director Bailey Smith and Programs Coordinator Kelsey Bishorner, along with Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson and some special guests, surprised Eric and Tammy Wickman at their place of business, Wickman Chemical, northeast of Atlantic. The Wickmans were nominated by their employees, who said, among other things, the couple organize and host the Top Shot Community Clay Pigeon Shooting Competition, with 100% of the proceeds going to the Atlantic Police community charitable organizations. Their business provides lunch each day for their employees and anyone else who happens to stop by. And they said Tammy likes to purchase large quantities of tickets to fundraisers like the AHS band's annual spaghetti supper. She then hands those tickets out to others so they can enjoy a meal. The letter went on to say the Wickmans are generous to people experiencing difficult circumstances. Anyone who is downtrodden in one way or another and who encounters the Wickmans, they said, is a beneficiary of their kindness. You can read the entire nomination letter in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The couple were presented with a framed certificate honoring their spirit and compassion. Tammy was presented also with a bouquet of flowers from Chamber Director Bailey Smith. The Angel of Christmas is a tradition in Atlantic recognizing and thanking area residents who symbolize the true meaning of the season. Angels exemplify the true holiday spirit all year long, putting others first, spreading generosity, and sharing the holiday spirit with everyone they meet. And members of the Sioux City 185th Iowa Air National Guard Refueling Wing put together holiday care packages to send to family members who have a member of the unit on deployment. Master Sergeant Stephanie Bowen said the 185th Family Readiness Office led the effort as a way to recognize the contributions made by family members during the holiday season.
It isn't just the member who is leaving. It is also the family who is left behind that is also deployed and taking on new roles.
Bowen says every deployed member has already received care packages from other organizations, and the 185th wanted to use some of the many donated items to do something for the unit's family members.
We have anything from, you know, your drink mixes to candy bars to toys. Caramel corn came from the Boy Scouts, which was amazing. We had toiletry items that were donated as well, so we were able to put those in those packages for the members, for the members' families, just to let them know that we are thinking about them in this time while their members are deployed.
They put together 50 packages that will be delivered to the families. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.